You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
It's a fundamental part of the game of politics. Find the dirt on your opponents and then reveal all their most embarrassing secrets, or the ones that you could discover. And the laundry list from our politicians, both past and present, on the federal, state, and local levels is a long one.
Indeed, I did have a relationship with Miss Lewinsky.
The National Enquirer has now published pictures of Hart and Rice together that suggest a closer relationship.
It was a very, very bad mistake.
After approximately 3 months of working there, he asked me to go out socially.
The remorse I feel will always be with me.
Mr. Kwame Kilpatrick will plead guilty to count two, obstruction of justice.
To be clear, the picture was of me, and I sent it.
The people of Illinois had a governor who tried to sell a Senate seat and shake people down.
Playing all the hits.
The people tasked to find these dirty little secrets are opposition researchers. Their business is called OPPO for short. And sometimes it makes all the difference there. You heard some examples of politicians for whom it made a great deal of difference. It is a multi-million dollar business. And two of the guys who are successful at it are with us this morning, Alan Huffman and Michael Rajabian, a team of opposition researchers and the authors of this new book, We're With Nobody, Two Insiders Reveal the Dark Side of American Politics. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
All right. So is it fair to call opposition researchers like yourself mercenaries of a type?
I think there is some truth to that. Because we will work for our candidate, but we'll work against them in the sense that we'll tell them what's wrong with them. So we're going to, and we will work for mostly Democrats, but we'll also work for Republicans in a primary where the opponent is also a Republican, because we're going to look at you hard, just like we look at your opponent.
Well, to that extent, do you then end up working for the same candidate, working against a candidate that you've worked for in the past? Has that ever occurred?
No, it doesn't.
There are lines.
And where our political ideology comes into play is in who gets our report. So we're going to look at you the same way as a Republican OPPO guy would, but you're going to get the report if you're the Democrat who hired us.
Oh, that's comforting.
What is the resume that you need? What's the skill set in order to become an opposition researcher?
Well, I mean, the basic skill set is you have to have the ability just to get to the bottom of things. And Al and I are both former newspaper reporters. We worked together, 20 years ago. So, we had these skills, I guess, and we knew how to talk to people, collect facts, document facts, and that's what led to this.
Let me just take one little phrase out of what you just said, talk to people, because your book begins with the description of going to talk to this guy sitting in front of a trailer with married with children playing behind him, and he's got a shotgun across his lap. And this is somebody that you are there to get information from. How do you get these people to talk to you in really sticky situations?
Yeah, well, in that case, it took a lot of phone calls to get that guy to talk to me before I ever showed up at his trailer to get the information.
Who were you investigating?
I was investigating a congressional candidate, and this guy had worked for the congressional candidate years before. And as we explain in the book, sometimes these people don't have you have no idea going in. Do they have anything real to offer?
Right. Maybe they're just mad and making stuff up.
Or crazy. Sometimes. I mean, when you walk up and the guy's got married with children blaring out the trailer door with a shotgun across his lap, that is kind of your first thought. Maybe he's a little out there. But you listen and you say, is he going to tell me something where there's a paper trail? Because that's really all we care about eventually. And even people that are otherwise seem out there, they may have something that you don't know or that no one else knows. So that's how we approach it. We listen, but we're looking for documentation.
That is Alan Huffman there. He and Michael Rajabian are the authors of this new book, We're With Nobody, Two Insiders Reveal the Dark Side of American Politics. They themselves are OPPO researchers. And let me ask you, Michael, what's the standard for credibility? I mean, before you hand over a report to someone, do you give them the rumors and the things that you've confirmed?
It's unusual because a lot of times it's the campaigns that give us the rumors and ask us to go out and see if we can confirm those. I heard that he's been, having an affair, cheating on his wife, whatever. And most times the rumors that they give us don't pan out. So we go out. If we can't document a fact, we can't use it. It's not in our report.
So let's talk a little bit about some of our OPPO research that we've seen the results of recently. When you are the person who brought the evidence on Herman Cain, for example, does that suddenly make you the big dog in the OPPO research game?
Well, the thing about the what comes to mind for us with Herman Cain is that it doesn't, yeah, for the other side, for sure, that was a major coup, not only because it was an effective revelation to throw at him, but also because apparently his side didn't do his own oppo. Right? Yeah. So, I mean, that's like a dream come true for an oppo guy.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was perfectly executed. Everything fell into place for him to suffer the greatest harm from the revelation.
But you don't have on your resume, do you put, when you're making a proposal to work for somebody, do you say, we were the ones that dug up the Gary Hart? No.
We can't because we can't reveal specifically who we worked for.
But you guys do look at Rick Santorum standing with his family with those white teeth and the little baby, the two-year-old baby that's clinging to life, and you go, how can I make this guy's life a living hell? Right? Right? Am I right?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, okay.
Yes,
thank you.
I mean, because as journalists, you can't come down on a side. I mean, you have to, as journalists, you stay away from these kind of.
Right.
Which is one reason that's the title of the book, We're With Nobody. And because we have to be objective, honestly, when we're doing this work. If we get caught up in so many people get caught up in the passion of politics, you know, the partisanship, and we can't do that. We may work mainly for Democrats, but if we don't go into that courthouse looking for information, thinking, okay, I've got to do this on my guy and the other guy, and you get caught up in that, you end up with a stilted report that does your guy no good.
Okay, that's Michael Rajabian, and also Alan Huffman is with us. They're oppo researchers. Their new book is called We're With Nobody, Two Insiders Reveal the Dark Side of American Politics. You say you're nonpartisan, and yet the research that you do leads to some of the most partisan negative campaigning that we see, the kind of campaigning ads that Americans say they hate. What's your response when you hear people complaining, I cannot stand these ads that attack rival candidates?
Well, first of all, I don't think we really can say that we're nonpartisan because we are working for a party. When we turn that report in, it's going into the system on one side. So in that sense, but when people say that, we point to like the judge that we were researching in South Florida who refused to sign a search warrant for a weapons search because he was angry at having been awakened in the middle of the night. And as a result, the guns got away and one of them was used to kill a man two weeks later. When you find those sorts of things and you think, okay, this is fair. You know, this is important. People need to know that if this guy is trying to move on to a higher office.
But wouldn't you have returned that report in even if you'd found, say, marital infidelity, something that somebody may think is not fair or does not relate to his decisions on the bench?
Yes, we would. But what we would have done is couch it in such a way that would explain why it was relevant and how it might be used. And beyond that, we do lose control.
So this $5 billion super PAC, we've been talking about this all this morning, $5 billion on campaign ads. They take that report from you, which includes the good, the bad, and the ugly. Mm-hmm. And you say, this is relevant, this is probably not, but they will use anything.
No, and let me say, too, that you know, campaigns are very process-oriented. So when we give a report to a campaign, it's going to a pollster, and that pollster is going to take that report, our information, write his questions, and test those. So what you end up seeing as a result of those PACs on TV is a result of a very defined process. I mean, they're not just throwing this stuff up there. They know what they're doing every step of the way.
Well, what about then, Alan, what about the smear campaigns that turn out to be just complete fabrications? Where do those come from?
Those are the things that really worry us as opposition researchers because those are people that don't have the same feeling for documentation that we do. And unfortunately, they're sometimes more effective than the documented.
But that's
campaigns.
Also coming from opposition researchers.
Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. I mean, you can basically create a campaign online without having anyone do research. You can make it up out of whole cloth now. There's so many distribution mechanisms for it. With the super PACs, all bets are off.
That's Alan Huffman there. Michael Rajabian, last question for you. The subtitle is Two Insiders Reveal the Dark Side of American Politics. Is any American going to be surprised by a dark side of American politics at this point?
We've been getting a lot of dark, guys. A lot of dark.
Probably not, but I mean, I think our point in writing this book was to show voters what goes on behind the scenes that they never see. Guys like us who may be in their town, they'll never know it. We leave, and then the next thing they know, you know, they're seeing an ad on TV.
They are turning up the rock and letting you see what crawls out. Alan Huffman and Michael Rajabian, a team of opposition researchers, authors of the new book, We're We're With Nobody. Two insiders reveal the dark side of American politics. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
But really, it's a hopeful story. There's a future for journalists. Newspaper business dying. Hey, this is going to stick around for a while. Yes. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Put a smile
on my face. Clint Eastwood's Super Bowl ad has got everyone calling in.
Hi, this is J.P. Powell calling from Dartmouth, Massachusetts. I think in order to know whether it's halftime in America, it'd be first a good idea to get clarity on what game is this country really playing.
Time out. We want you to call 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to our site, thetakeaway.org, to react to that Super Bowl ad from Chrysler and Clint Eastwood. Is football an appropriate metaphor? Is it halftime in America? Do we still need to win and show the world that? Tell us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.